This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that.
They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This weekend, you know, is not going to make or break a season. No series until you get to the very end, where if you're a couple of games out, a couple of games in front can make or break a season. But, you know, when you look at two fan bases with the Mets and the Yankees got out of Texas with a win after playing lousy, giving games away. The Mets are riding this losing streak, can't seem to score. The one game I will continue to point to that they need to get away from and kind of turn the page was that Friday night game against the Giants, where it was set up for them to win. The place and Citi Field was in a frenzy. They came up small, didn't do it, wound up losing in extra innings, and they just haven't played well since. They're not scoring runs. The Mets now go into a place in Milwaukee where, you know, obviously they won the playoff series last year. The home run Alonso off Devin Williams, ironically enough. But the Brewers are playing as good as anybody in baseball right now.
One of the best teams in baseball.
100%. Yeah. And the Mets are playing lousy. They have got to figure out a way. Forget winning the series, sweeping the series. They got to figure out a way to win a game.
They need momentum, right?
Something. They need something. You know, because after, you know, you look back, they swept the Giants in San Francisco. They have a nice winning streak. The Giants come in. They should have won. That come for me on game on Friday night, the winning streak would have continued. Who knows the way the weekend goes if they win that game?
Yeah.
They don't. They haven't won since. You get swept by Cleveland, who's playing much better baseball than they were, let's say, 4 or 5 weeks ago.
Well, Clay Holmes, I thought, gave him a good start, even though he didn't get past five innings.
But that's the problem.
But that's the problem with all their starts.
Correct.
We can't get more than five innings out of these guys. I think they're averaging like 4.7 in innings. But nevertheless, man, it also falls on Alonso and Lindor and Soto. Like, we need them, we need them to kind of come alive, and we haven't gotten that. So, yeah, we could pepper it around as far as the blame, but it really comes down to our stars showing up.
I do agree. I do think it's more of a collective fail, but in the short term, right now, it is those three that are not hitting. Alonso had the 1-4-for-4 game that we talked about. Yep. That was the Cleveland game, a game they could have won. They don't, and he had an opportunity to win it, didn't. But at least he was 4-for-4 up to that point, where they've really done nothing offensively. You can put a lot of this on Soto's shoulders for still not really finding a rhythm to win games. Lindor has been average at best now.
Can I ask you a side question? I apologize for cutting you off. Do you think, and this may be a little off the path, do you think the Mets need to hire JD Martinez to be a pitcher, be a hitting coach?
No.
To kind of help these guys out.
No. Juan Soto didn't forget how to hit. Francisco Lindor didn't forget how to hit. Do I think Lindor has been bothered or hampered by the toe injury he suffered? Yeah, I do.
Right.
I also commend him for fighting through it and playing through it, but he also hasn't been the same player. And that's both on the field and in the batter's box. Like, his defense this year has been, for his standard, not as good as it's been. He's still been as good as anybody defensively in baseball, or at least right up there, but he hasn't been Francisco Lindor-like for the entirety of the year in the field. Certainly isn't hitting now. Alonso, so hot to start the season, so up and down since. Soto's been, aside from the nice month of June, where, oh, by the way, they rarely won games.
Yeah.
As good as he was, they didn't win much. It's just been those three have been a problem. Brandon Nimmo at times, you know, hot and cold. The problem for this team, at least for me, is threefold. One, those four guys seem to slump and, for the most part, hit at the same times. When they all slump, they all slump,
mm-hmm.
aside from the June with Soto. And when they're all good, which is great. They have a pitching, starting rotation of guys that cannot get deep into games. You're taxing a bullpen. Every night, the bullpen's got to get out literally 12 guys. You got to get 12 outs every single night because, heaven forbid, they get a starter that goes six or seven innings. I think Peterson had the complete game. He went eight another time. Like, that's it. And it's hard. And then when you look at, you know, the deals they made at the deadline by shoring up the bullpen, that's great, but you got to get to the bullpen with a lead. So there's a lot of different things plaguing this team. Oh, and they don't hit with runners in scoring position as a team.
So what's the answer? So what's the answer for Frankie?
The answer for this team, for Lindor?
No, I mean, I'm talking about Montes. Like, are you, like, how
please,
do
I, no, he, please.
Don't even bring him.
He's a fifth starter.
Yeah.
Now, would I like to see them bring up one of these kids? Yes, I would. I would like
the
to see them.
Sprout.
Yeah, the Brandon Sproat kid
even
is supposed
Nolan.
To be.
Yeah.
You've got two that are supposedly ready to go. What they're waiting for, I don't know. I know they gave Montas 2 years guaranteed money.
Yes.
I understand that. But I also see a season that's kind of spiraling the wrong way, and you want it to change, like, now.
But and this is why I love the Sal clip so much, when he's telling everybody to relax,
sure.
because, listen, they're in second place, right? And they have enough tools right
understood.
Now
but I will tell
to
you
turn
right now,
this thing around.
The Phillies are a better team right now. They might be only 2.5 back. The Phillies are a better team right now. They've got a guy on Kyle Schwarber who is mashing the baseball. If Zach Wheeler is healthy, I'm not sure he's 100% healthy right now, but if he's healthy, he's a guy that wants to go out there and throw 8 or 9 innings every time he takes the ball. I just think the Phillies are better right now. Doesn't mean the Mets won't be come the end of August or in September. Right now, the Phillies are better. Right now, the Brewers are better. Right now, the Cubs are better. What I thought 2 months ago is thinking the Mets were the best team in the National League, I don't think that anymore. I just don't.
Solely because of the slump.
Correct. Well, it's long. You know, a slump
is
one thing.
Well, I think for me it's the pitching. You can't get more than 5 out of these guys. That's brutal.
How many guys? They've had series where they will go 3 for 30 with runners in scoring position.
Yeah.
You're not winning games that way. So it's problematic. Am I panicking? No. Do I think the season's over? No. Do I think they're going to make the playoffs? Sure, I just feel.
But the problem is,
answer my own question.
Yeah, but the problem is when you look at this roster, you think they should be in a lot better position, and they're not.
And they're not. Brett Beatty has been up and down at best. Mark Vientos mostly down, has hit a little bit of late, but not enough to carry.
I honestly think, in reference to Lindor, I don't think he has been the same since the toe.
He hasn't been, and I think
it's
getting
being
better.
See, I think the opposite. I think it's in his head now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Perhaps, but I think he's had a lot. Now, I also like Brandon. I think his hard hit rate has been better. Like, he's squared up some balls lately where he's starting to look more like himself. So I think he's getting healthier, and ultimately, if he is, they'll be okay. So there's no panic. That said, you got to go win some games, though.
I think when you look at this team and what they had to do last year, you talk about the game against Milwaukee, how they had to kind of crawl in and get in. I think the perception is, do they have that still in their wheelhouse to do it again this year?
I hope so.
You know, I think that's part of the anxiety. Can we do what we did last year? Because we were around this, we looked like this around, if you're a Mets fan, I'm talking about we. If you're a Mets fan.
Terrible through June.
Correct.
Yep.
So you've been here before, but now you're looking like, can we do that again? And I think some Mets fans are like, I don't know.
Well, and here's the other question. At what point does Juan Soto look like what we saw last year with the Yankees? What does he look like? I know the year with the Padres wasn't great, but prior to that, very good. Like, is this just the off year? Is this the year? No, Carlos Beltran, when he got here, was not great at first. Lindor was not great at first.
Well, I also think with Soto, the issue is he didn't have to be, he had to be the guy, but he wasn't forced to be the guy like Aaron Judge was supposed to be the guy. You know what I mean? Now this is solely on him.
But it's not, though.
To be that guy in clutch situations, and he hasn't delivered.
He hasn't, but he was last year, and I can make every case that Lindor and Alonso are just as important to the Mets as Judge was to the Yankees. Like, it's not like Soto went to a bad team and needed to rise them up.
Sure.
He needed to come and be the missing piece and fit in to a group that, last time I checked, was in the NLCS last year.
Yeah, that's fair, but I also think he's just a different dog with all the baggage he left from New York, meaning the Yankees, excuse me.
Perhaps.
Now he crossed the street, and everybody's like, oh, you got the check, deliver, but we don't need you just to deliver. We need you to deliver now in crutch situations, and he hasn't been that guy.
I don't think.
And I'm saying to myself, I think part of that is because of the expectations that he's dealing with being a Met.
You might be right, but I would say a lot of guys, there are some guys that when they're on a contract year, they press. And they don't do so great. Him in a contract year last year was phenomenal.
Oh, he was arguably up for MVP.
Correct.
Yeah.
And I don't think asking him to be I'm not saying maybe that level, but a version of that guy is asking too much.
We have a saying in football, it's hard to feed a full tick, meaning he's acquired so much, especially with the contract. Where's his motivation now? Because his motivation last year was the money.
Well,
his motivation last year was to be that guy in New York looking for the bag.
He better figure it out because he's got the bag for the next 15 years. Think about that.
I'm just saying, as a ball player who's been around other ball players who received the contract, it's hard to turn on that fire.
I get it. See, I don't question that. I mean, I definitely questioned him going after the triple the other day, the Arias triple. Where I loafed after the ball, but more than that, just lobbed the ball in, allowing him to go from second to third, making a double into a triple. I think for the most part, he is stealing bases. A lot of people will say
he's active.
He's been active. He has done good things, but he hasn't been impactful. And think about the number, 20 of 26 home runs, solo home runs. That's why Evan was calling him Juan Solo yesterday, which I thought was very funny. I didn't know he came up with that. But that's what he's been.
Yeah.
And that's problematic. You want him hitting two run homers, three run homers, and then people will say, well, last year he had Aaron Judge behind him. All right, well, this year he's got Pete Alonso behind him.
Well, they also expect him to carry this team. Like, he was supposed to be a slump buster.
Slump buster. He shouldn't have to carry this team. They should be good enough that he should be fitting in beautifully and making it go. But I don't think, like I said, he didn't come here to be the savior. They were a couple of wins away from going to the World Series last year.
Yeah, but I think every team goes through their slumps, and your superstar carries you out of those slumps. That's in my eyes, that's my expectation for him on this ball club. And it's not just about him not delivering. Like, even him in the press conference, he came out and said, he goes, I don't know what the problem is. Like, we're doing, and I've been in those situations.
It ain't happening.
Where you're doing everything you should do from a preparation standpoint to deliver, and you're just not getting it done. I think that's where he's like, I don't know what else I can do. I don't know what else we need to do.
Okay, so that comment right there when Sal says relax, that concerns me.
Okay.
Because if they're saying we don't know what the problem is.
He goes, I don't know what.
Right. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. To react to Sal, who says, everybody chill out, it's going to be fine. Fair enough. But if I hear Juan Soto saying we don't know what the problem is, that's concerning. It's got to be concerning to them, let alone us.
Yeah, but he's not lying. He's being transparent.
Probably so.
And I prefer an athlete saying, hey, we're doing our due diligence. We're doing what we need to do to show up. We're just not getting enough out of what we have right now, and it's costing us games. And we're both sitting here saying, well, let's start with pitching, right? We can't get past five. It's taxing our bullpen. all three of our stars right now going through slumps, right? But we're preparing as we're going to get the job done. We're just not, you know, we're not seeing the past the crossing line, whatever I'm trying to say.
The finish line.
Finish line. Thank you. So it's I don't know. I think Soto is trying his best, and we're not seeing his best. And I don't think he has an answer for it. And I think sometimes that happens from an athlete standpoint.
Yeah, well, it's happening up and down the order and way too much this year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.